this building this morning, the Lord said, this is the place of my habitation. I'm inhabiting currently the praises and the worship of my people. But I'm also brooding, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'm brooding for that birth, and I have been brooding because you've allowed me to, says the Spirit of grace. And I will bring forth all that I have determined to birth in this place because you've given me this, says the Spirit of grace. There's a really atmospheric presence that's been created in this place, and it's going to break out here in the very near future. And when it does, not one person in here, your life is going to be the same. Everything that you know life to be will change, because you're going to live more in the heavenly realm than in the earth. Everything about the way your family is run will change. You'll be want to be here more than anywhere else. You'll be a place you can't wait for the 5 o'clock hour to ring, so you can run right back here and be in the presence of the Lord. And the invigorating life that will be here will sustain your body at unprecedented levels. You'll require less sleep. You'll be able to run faster. And more than that, you'll just want to be in the presence of the Father. And I can tell you right now, you're not far. You are not far. The journey that you've been down. And Bronk, I just feel the Lord commends you. It's His Son, but the Lord says you're a father. And you've held the course. And I'll bring forth all that's been cultivated in this place. This place has been slated for some of the very best that God has to serve this generation. And be a breeding ground of great, great, great miracles. Great miracles. Great, great miracles. They'll come from everywhere. And you'll also take it.